So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at GoodKind. If you've heard me talk about Christmas traditions before, you've heard of Advent blocks. Advent blocks are a tangible, meaningful practice to help kids and parents anticipate Jesus' coming. It is so easy. Just line up all of the blocks, numbers 1 through 25, turn a block each day of the month, and move the star that comes with the set. And then, on Christmas Eve, the blocks give a super sweet surprise for your kids to see. There's a guide for us parents too. You just can't mess it up. Enjoy more significant moments together each day as you read a story, turn a block, and celebrate that God is coming to earth to stay. It is fun, meaningful, and easy. An Advent guide you'll actually start and finish this year. Head to rachelawtrey.com/goodkind. That's Rachel, AWTREY.com/goodkind to grab a set of your own, and you can be ready to start a new holiday tradition your kids will remember on December 1st. Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where we help you delight in life and find joy right where you are today. We are with the one and only.
The one and the only.
Thomas Autry. Also, I'm wondering if Philip is going to add the...
I'm hoping.
Guess who's back again. He is, because we just did that. Anyways, that's your cue, Philip. We are in the That Sounds Fun Network studio as well, because we are in Nashville, Tennessee for the foreseeable future. I'm just kidding. For the next weekend. I love Nashville. I always tell Thomas, if we did not live in Birmingham, Alabama, we would probably live in Franklin, Tennessee.
So this is a very fun trip, but could be a very dangerous trip as well.
Like, looks up Zillow links
This is pretty dangerous too, because I'm sure we're going to get to this, but we just came back from New York as well. So this is like, bang, bang, really hard.
Okay, I told Thomas too, I'm learning something about myself in this moment. I also told Thomas that we should look about living in New York for 2 months in the summertime with the boys. And then now here I am again saying,
yeah,
we should live in Franklin, Tennessee.
I'm really glad you're having this realization.
I think I'm having an identity crisis. I love Birmingham. I love Birmingham. I love Birmingham.
I think you just like to travel. I love that about your spirit. You just want to stay moving and finding beautiful things and switching it up.
Tell me you just had a baby without telling me you just had a baby. It's like you get travel bug so fast.
Well, I feel like you were in that nesting phase and then right back out of it. Like, let's go play now, because I've been hunkered down for a bit.
Truly. We were, okay, yeah. Good sync, good segue. We were in New York last week.
Yep.
Like, literally 1 week ago today. We were living our best life in New York City, and then now we are here in Nashville and just traveling it up.
Yeah.
Having a blast.
Someone told us to go play. And so
someone very wise and professional that aka my counselor.
I was about to say that deals with our emotional health.
She said, Rachel, okay, I know you are intentional and like conversation, connection, but girl, you need to go have fun.
And that speaks right to my soul too, because
your Enneagram
that is
7 soul.
Man, we love it. Just want to party.
He just wants to party. So I said, what better place to party than so nice they named it twice, New York, New York. So we went. We had a blast.
Yeah.
Tell them what we did. What was our itinerary?
So Rachel gets into this zone that's like cruise ship Rachel, we call
cruise
her.
Director.
Yeah. So she loves to travel, loves to research, and just made a dang good itinerary for us. We went to some really great dinner spots and some good local eats. We went to the Comedy Cellar, which is probably one of my favorite
10 out of 10
parts. We went to the 11:30 show. So it was spicy, but super fun.
It was so fun.
You get tickets, you go in there, get drinks. We had a blast. And saw some pretty well-known comedians.
Okay, I just want to set the scene for people that are very unfamiliar with Comedy Cellar. It's literally a cellar. Yeah. It's literally a basement.
You literally go down under the sidewalk.
Yeah, you go down to like a story and a half under New York City.
Yeah.
It is tight. Like you are elbow to elbow with strangers.
Well, I think they
not
pack
COVID
in
friendly
for that reason. It's a pretty decent space, but it's most definitely
it
a fire hazard.
It felt very small. Yeah. It was dark and scary and in a basement with comedians and strangers. That sounds really sketchy.
And we got there super early, so we got to be on the front row. So we got picked on. It was
the
fantastic.
Yeah, we were the booty of everybody's bits, and it was
no,
hilarious.
It wasn't that bad. There was those people.
There were those people. We were those people. We got the skirt around that part. But we did. We saw Rabia Curry.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Hasan Minhaj.
Uh-huh. Ronnie Chang.
Ronnie Chang from Crazy Rich
Asians. Yep.
Hilarious people.
Yeah.
Now some other. Go some look other. Them up and,
there was some other, I need to find those names because there was one girl there that was hilarious.
I mean, we cackled so hard. And also, we didn't leave the cellar until 2:30 a.m.
Yep.
I think that's when we caught the taxi. We looked at the clock and it was 2:28 and I panicked.
Yeah.
It's okay. We lived our best life. We do it for the fun.
Yeah, it was good.
But we played hard. Then the next day, we did Jimmy Fallon.
Yep. We went ice skating.
Rockefeller Plaza.
Rockefeller Plaza.
As it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, is this real life? Did we do this? We were.
Yeah.
We were there a week ago. I skated on Rockefeller Plaza, which is so dreamy. And it was not as packed as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
It was small. And I think there's only 20 of us maybe on the ice.
See, I also had never been to Rockefeller Plaza in person other than like Little Thomas because I went when I was young. But I had this picture in my mind of what Rockefeller Plaza was supposed to look like and from Home Alone. And and when we got there,
in your Little Thomas perspective,
it wasn't lining up. And so I was like trying to go back through the scenes to figure out where I was. But
we got there and he said, this is not Rockefeller Plaza. It is actually.
Plus, I mean, the Christmas tree wasn't up. But it was pretty fun.
It was a blast. And then, so yeah, Rockefeller Plaza is right next to, what is it called? Radio City Hall.
Yep.
With The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, and all the
Wait,
other
Wait, I think
much...
Radio City's separate than NBC Studios.
You're right.
NBC
it's all
Studios
right there.
Is like the big, yeah. Where all the shows are, and then Radio City's something different.
So we went up inside NBC Studios.
Rachel set this up. She put us in a lottery, and of course, she's the luckiest person ever. So won the lottery, got the tickets, and we were there for the taping that night for Jimmy Fallon.
And that's how we knew we wanted to go to New York City. It was kind of one of those, you're just going to throw a noodle at the wall, and if it sticks, you commit. Mm-hmm. That was one of these where I said, let's go see Jimmy Fallon. Tonight Show.
This had, like, all right, hold on. No. That's not just what happened.
It escalated quickly.
Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's these new to us, especially me, thing that you can create a guide in your maps, your Apple Maps for like, you know, batching things together so you can see what you can do around certain places. You've had this New York one simmering for a minute. So the Jimmy Fallon was not this straw that broke the camel's back on that
it
one.
Was. And let me explain why. I'm going to defend myself to the gray for this one. I said, wow, this guide looks a lot of fun. I am going to see what we can maybe we have available to go to New York City. And so I saw that we could do The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, that it was free, blah, blah, blah. So I went online, entered the lottery, and then got the email that we had won. And that's where I said, okay, no, we have to go. Like, we got the tickets. Gotta go. That's what.
Plus, it came off the heels of being in town back in South Carolina with family. So we kind of had childcare set up. Yep. And
it just worked out way too good to be true. So we did it. Why not, you know?
So Jimmy Fallon was super fun. If you go back, I think it was what, November 2nd?
Uh-huh. The show with Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. We actually got some pretty good FaceTime on TV, which was fun. They ended up doing a silly bit of like throwing Jimmy Fallon into the audience and like crowd surfing him.
It was a doll.
And throwing a dummy. Yeah. Yeah. But it came like right across our row. Laps.
Yeah.
And Rachel gives him a high five at the end of the show. So, I mean,
I know. It was fun. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, we had a blast. Highly recommend New York City. We played hard. It was so good for us. I think
halfway through the itinerary.
What I know, but listen, we could have a whole episode. Here's my plug. Sidebar. If you want to know all about our trip, what we did, where we ate, what we wore, what we don't recommend, what we do recommend, then you need to go to rachelautry.com/NYC guide because I have a New York City guide posted there with links and commentaries and all the things. So yeah, we will do that.
I will have to say though, I do have to say one more thing because it was my second, also equally tied for first favorite thing. We did go to a Broadway show and I got to pick the Broadway show.
What Broadway show did we see, Thomas?
We went to, because you don't even know that this is on Broadway if you're a Broadway fiend probably, because it's not one of the common ones. We went to see Back to the Future, the musical on Broadway. It was amazing.
It was legit, I will say.
Yeah.
Okay, because I really enjoyed the DeLorean. Somehow they got it to float and flip.
Yeah.
Like above the audience.
Yeah. It was awesome.
With the actors inside.
Granted, this is like, these are my favorite movies of all time. So mm-hmm. I was geeking out hardcore the entire time.
Yeah.
And had a really good time. It was so I'm done. I just had to say that.
You don't have to be done. It's okay. You can keep going. It was amazing though. We ate really great food. Again, sidebar, you have to check out the New York City guide because we worked really hard on it, guys. You please go read it. Okay. that's like the best way to get people to read your blog. I've learned is just to be like, please go really hard. They're like, okay, fine. Like your mom. Like, please, mom.
You don't have to do that for her to go read your stuff, I don't think.
So, yes, I really did. So save it, bookmark it, whatever, for your next trip because it was really fun. I am very proud of our itinerary. Like wiping dust off my shoulder. If you're not watching. It was a blast and a half. That's something I've learned that we've needed in life is just play.
Yeah.
That just because life has been a hustle between kids and jobs and exciting career moves and keeping up with friendships and all the things, like it's really easy for you to just be so close to everything. Everything starts to get blurry. So the moment you step away and you kind of take a back seat, you're able to see everything for what it is, put priorities back in line. And as a woman, and I will even say as an Enneagram 3, it's easy for me to think like, okay, well, we need to go on a retreat. Like we need a good Autry connection, take itinerary of our lives. And I think I've just learned that that's not what it takes.
Yeah.
I think I have gained so much more clarity on a trip where I just got to play and have fun than I ever would have on a trip where we got out our highlighters and pins and budget.
Yeah, I could see why that would work.
Thomas is like, yeah. So anyways, I do think that those trips are necessary, but I think there's
something to be said too for when that happens, for both of those things to happen naturally versus wanting that, planning a trip around that. But that if that's the focus, it seems, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but okay, I guess when going, fun is the focus, out. The intentions naturally going to happen because we're in a relationship together and that's when we're going to feel connected. And those are things that I love to do. So naturally, like when I have fun and get movement, that stuff just comes out of me more naturally than it does when I'm trying to make it come out.
Exactly. Like the connection is what helps the overflow. And that's what I think we've been learning in life is you just can't force it. Yep. It's not, and then it's not going to be fun. It might end in an argument if you're trying to have a budget conversation over your dining room table. Like, go bowling. You know, go bowling and talk about your budget. Like, go to New York City and talk about your budget. It's so much more fun.
Then go to New York City and watch your budget die.
Don't take advice from me. Trust me. I'm just doing what my counselor told me to do, Thomas.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
She said, prescription, go play. I said, say no more, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
So we had a blast.
So that's New York.
What other things have we been doing? I feel like last time you were on the show, I don't even remember last time you were on the show. What else should we catch people up on?
You want to talk another big reason why we went to go play in New York?
Sure.
Get some time together?
Yeah.
Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't.
I think the last time I was on the show...
You still were doing the Mr. Worldwide.
I was starting it. No.
No way. So long story short, for people that are so confused.
Talk about whiplash.
I know. People that are listening to the show for the first time are like, who are these people? What are they talking about? I feel like I'm just confused. Thomas is a pilot.
Yes.
Spark Notes version. Which is so cool because it affords you opportunity to go and play all the time.
Yep.
You also work hard, play hard.
True.
It's a both and. Mm-hmm. But your most recent job was to fly pretty much only internationally.
Yeah.
It was
for sure.
Like medical aviation.
Yep. Medevac.
Medevac. Really cool. Like on paper, if you look at it, you're like, oh, that's
I have
amazing.
No ill memories. I have no beef.
With that job,
I think that it's a fantastic opportunity. Super glad that we were able to do that. Something new that we were able to step into and see if it made sense or it didn't.
Yeah.
And we got to a point where we were just starting to have conversations of...
How much longer is this going to last?
Exactly. Like, there's some pretty stark growing pains here. Don't know if this is going to be forever. And the Lord opened a door. And so... We have now transitioned away from AirMed, the company I was flying for medical stuff, and we are moving on to a new opportunity.
Yep.
There's more details there, but essentially flying private travel in Birmingham and having a really great schedule for the family. Mm-hmm. Everything that we were worried about from previous opportunities, this one just took to a little bit farther or better level.
Yeah.
And didn't know when that was going to come around again. So
right.
We felt like the Lord very clearly opened that door.
Felt so much peace. Was almost too good to be true, but it's not because God's a good God and he's a good dad and he wants to give us good gifts.
It's true.
So we said, okay.
So I'm about to leave for a month at the end of November and go get trained on a new airplane. And so that was
I feel
also
like that's something people don't know.
That
people
is
don't
something
know.
People probably don't know.
Yes. So fun fact, if you're a pilot and you're going to go fly a new plane, it's not like you're hopping in a Toyota when you're used to driving a Honda. Like you have to go through a whole new training for new.
This is true.
Ratings, like type ratings, excuse me.
Yes.
Jet types. Like I'm trying
yes,
to put
it's
it in
not,
plain
it's
terms.
Not necessarily every new airplane.
Okay.
I'm probably in the details here, which most of you know that is very common for me. But when you're talking about jets specifically, smaller airplanes, you have ratings that allows you to fly a certain class of airplane. But once you start getting to jets, each different jet has a type rating for that specific type of airplane. Mm-hmm. Go to school, and it's normally a pretty in-depth initial course to learn all the bells and whistles, how to react in emergency situations and know all the stuffs. So...
In Jesus' name, there will be no emergency situation. Although you did have
this is also true.
A recent emergency landing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It made me sweat. It's okay.
She loves those phone calls when I'm like, hey, I'm at X destination. I'm okay.
Oh, the worst is when he says, I'm okay. But I'm like, what? What happened? Yeah. Black smoke.
Yep.
Safe landing. It all worked out.
It's all good.
So, yeah, that's a thing. Other update is the boys growing like a weed. Like both of them.
Nonstop.
Massive. Our 10-month-old is as big as our 2.5-year-old, truly. People ask us. I'm kidding. Every day we get, are they twins?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to stop and wonder, have you been around children? Because one of them talks and one of them doesn't. One of them walks and one of them doesn't. One of them, like, what?
Yeah, but just holding them.
They do look the same size if they both were quiet and sitting down.
Yeah.
But the moment they talk or walk.
One talks in pretty decent sentences now, which that's been a fun new addition. And one of them talks like a caveman and grunts.
We love it. So yes, Oliver, 10 months old. So squishy. We love him.
Yeah.
And then Maddox, 2.5. We love him. He's our politician. We've been going to a chiropractor, and when we walk in, everyone's like, Maddox, like everyone loves Maddox.
He literally will go from room to room and like check on people.
What you doing?
What you doing?
What you doing? Yeah. Oh, sure.
Or he'll go ahead and get himself up on the table and call for the doctor. Like, yeah. Come on, I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm ready, Dr. Logan. Okay. Here's another thing. I think I'm pulling the parents out there because everyone says, you know, you care about your firstborn's meals, organic products, baby tools that you use. And then your second born, you're like, meh, you know, like, yeah, whatever.
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right. Like you let him eat off the floor. You let him like crawl in public.
He'll literally like feed something to Remy and then just like put it back in his mouth. Yeah,
put it back in his mouth. So I'm trying to think through what are the things that maybe we care less about or we will care less about because we're starting to experience them. One of them, however, I feel like I am just going to like, this is my thing. This is my hill to die on. I really don't want Maddox to say, oh my gosh. And he does. So I'm like, okay, compassion, grace. I'm trying my best. But to the point, y'all. And I guess I do it.
I was about to say, if you want him to not say, oh my gosh, then you need to not say, oh my gosh.
I've tried so hard to say, oh my stars. I don't even want him to say, oh my goodness. Because oh my gosh sounds like oh my G. Oh my goodness. Don't swear on your goodness. You know what I mean? that's the type A mom I am. But so we've reframed it. We've said, oh my stars.
Which is
really funny because when he says, oh my stars, it sounds like, oh my gosh. So it defeats the whole purpose. However, recently he will drop a toy and his thing these days, he'll drop a toy and he'll go, oh my gosh. And then I'll pick up the toy. And I just stand there and I'm like, where did you learn that?
I asked him. Him and I were doing something the other day. And I asked him. He said it. And I said, who says that? Where did, you know, I don't think I said, where did you learn that?
Who says that?
Because I was trying to just spark a memory in his mind. And I said, who says that? He goes, Mama. Mama says that.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying so hard. Anyways,
okay.
Those are just things as a mom, you're like, my kid will never say. I'm like, oh, here they are.
It's all good. There are worse things that he could be saying.
You are so right.
I promise you that.
Yeah. You scroll on TikTok for 5 minutes and you're like, phew, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's just fun to watch them grow and get their little personalities and figure out who they're going to be. We have a little like gratitude board, I guess you would say, like something we like to do
craft
around Thanksgiving. Yeah, as you put a craft paper, like the brown craft paper up on a wall and then a Sharpie and you write like, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? And it's been fun to see what he says this morning or yesterday morning. He said school bus. I said, okay. So we wrote down school
bus.
You've
literally never been on a school bus.
you like watching the school bus go by our window every other morning?
Another really fun milestone, specifically with Maddox, was getting to go to the party at his school and getting to see his...
Oh, snap. That was so cute. I almost just said, oh my gosh. There we go. Oh, I'm trying. So his school had a little peekaboo, like festival thing or whatever, where you got to go in around Halloween and see their crafts and their toys they play with and meet their friends. And we knew his teacher, but it just is fun to see him in his environment.
Yeah.
It was the first time he's ever seen us in his classroom.
His room. Yeah. And he lit up like, wow, you are here with me.
He literally came around the corner and goes, my mama, my dada, all in my class. I'm like, yes, we are. Wow. Just kept walking around.
It was also so fun to walk around and have him show us stuff and see his teacher be like, yes, that is an important one. He does this every day or that. And just kind of learning about his little routine, his spot on the floor that he's picked out that are not assigned spots, but he has chosen a yellow dot that is his spot to read from or whatever.
Yeah.
And if somebody else is in that spot, they're
going
to have to get to step in because that is his spot.
I love my little guy.
Anyways.
And every day I pick him up from school, he goes, you have gummies in the car? I'm like, I don't have gummies in the car. And his teacher joked the other day, she's like, you need gummies for the car. I was like, no, I know I do. Another hill I'm happy to die on. So like my food, the junk food.
I was so surprised because last time we went and picked them up together and you were like, he asked for gummies and you were like, I'm not going to buy any gummies anymore. It's just going to be done. And then literally last night or 2 nights ago,
he got those gummies at the chiropractor. I swear.
We were in the car and he asked for gummies. You're like, okay, here's some. I was like, where did those come from? I thought you weren't buying them anymore.
No, I'm not buying them anymore. People are happy to gift them. We just had Halloween, Thomas. He's going to find the gummies. And all of a sudden he figured out there's gummy worms. So now he's like, I don't want gummy bales. I want gummy worms. I'm like, oh, my stars.
All right. What else is a good update?
I know. Oh, I do want to do a new segment, or it's not a new segment. I want to do a segment today.
Okay.
In my reels, which for friends listening, it's their first time. This is a spinoff.
What? Having watched Jimmy Fallon, I feel like this is when the little like thing with lights all around it goes, in my reels.
In my reels. There's an applause sign. Yeah, right. Yeah, so we're going to do In My Reels, which is a spinoff of In My Feels, but what is literally in your reels? What have you been watching? There's a girl. I got to grab my phone. I'm going to grab my phone. Here we go. Unplug it from my charger because it's always dead. All right.
Brand new phone, people. It's always dead.
Okay. It's my job. Let's see. There's a girl that I feel like all my friends that really know me well send me all the time. And she's hilarious. You probably have seen her. She's the one that does the green screen. The background is the list of things that she says that she's like coined the terms for, but she really hasn't coined the term. She just says them often.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get her name right, so I'm looking her up. Oh, hilarious. I'm even going to play one for you guys because it's hilarious. Her name is Maddie Mitchell. She's on TikTok, but she's in my reels because I don't have TikTok. You ready? I have to give context. Okay, Maddie Mitchell. She does a green screen where the back of her is a list of things. So, for example, this video that's one of my favorites is silly things that I say. And she'll say like a list of things that she says and why it's funny and her explanations for why things are hilarious. I love it. I love her. She's hilarious. One of them, for example, is that's so Les Mis, which means that's so sad. So anytime she wants to say that's so sad, she goes, that's so Les Mis. I think she's hilarious.
I can't decide if I love that or hate.
What if Maddox went around, that's so Les Mis?
Nope, I'm so sorry. That is not going to work.
Like, that was a real flop notch move. Anything that's inherently a flop is now flop notch. You know what I mean? Or like, I tried dinner at that restaurant the other night and the food was flop notch. Like, you do not want to go there. It's so versatile. You can use it in so many different ways. That's why I love it. That's so Les Mis. Anytime something is miserable, I think we as a society are like so miserable that it's important that we come up with different variations of how to say it so it doesn't get boring. You know what I mean? This is obviously like a classy, elevated French chic way of saying it. So that's always something I'm kind of going after. So it's like, sorry, I'm just in like a super Les Mis mood right now. Like, don't mind me.
Okay, I love her.
I feel like those things fit her personality though perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I went around saying that, I'm going to get punched in the face.
You should. Your new job. Be sitting in the cockpit and be like, sorry, you're out of Coke. Be like, oh, that's so Les Mis. I think... she's all up in my reels right now. Also, really yummy recipes.
A lot of the things that I've been saving recently are cook things.
Yeah.
Like the dude from Dano's Seasoning. He makes a lot of really fun stuff.
All your cook things are Blackstone Grill.
Yeah. Ask me how many of them I've actually done, though.
But you have them saved.
I have them
it's
saved.
Great. You're saving them up for the days that you want to surprise me and be like, hey, babe, I got dinner. Don't
worry
about it.
I want to make this huge roast.
It's on me.
I got it.
Yeah.
The other things that are pretty common is right now is comedians, mm-hmm. cooking, and like furniture flipping.
Yeah. You have had a lot of furniture flipping, which is why it was really cool. The comedians part that we went to Comedy Cellar,
yes.
because one of the guys you follow
yes.
scooched by you one to get up
my,
on stage.
Yeah. One of my favorite comedians that I've been watching showed up.
He showed up.
It was awesome.
It was really cool.
I want to get his last
he
name
fangirled
right, but I think it was...
big. Thomas turned to me and was like, oh!
I was like, I know him.
I know him. I follow him.
Yes.
It's really fun. We just had a podcast episode a few months ago about how you deleted Instagram.
Yes.
So when you say you're watching Reels, I don't want people that have been like loyal
videos
listeners to think.
On Facebook.
He's still on Facebook. He scrolls the Facebook Reels.
And his name is Jeff Akuri.
Jeff Akuri. I think I said Robbie Akuri earlier.
No,
sure.
You said Jeff. I'm pretty sure you did.
I hope I did.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If you didn't, you're saying it now.
Check me. We saw Robbie Akuri.
And everyone that starts listening is still listening.
That's right. Thank you guys for still being here. Okay, one last random rapid fire question. The show that we are watching right now that we really like.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is Special Forces.
Yes.
World's toughest test.
Something like that. Basically, all these different celebrities come on the show and they get put through Special Forces training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intense. Except Thomas has gone through something similar.
I don't know if it's
and
that
he
intense.
Said it's like a G-rated version of what's typically ever.
I mean, they're getting transported to each day's activity in like a G-wagon. I mean, they're fine.
And sipping coffee in the thermos in the back.
Right.
Like, that was not my experience.
Yeah.
But it's similar. I'm really proud of you for watching.
They have
it's
a
really
cot.
Good exposure.
Like they have somewhere to sleep.
But Thomas has been through a similar training. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Military wives know. Seer.
Okay, come on.
But that's been a fun show to watch together.
Yeah.
And
I feel like we just had a lot of fun on this episode. Did we actually get through all the updates that you wanted to get through?
That's really all the updates we have to share, other than big stuff I don't feel like I'm allowed to talk about
this
yet.
Is true. Y'all just be excited for what's to come with Rachel Autry.
I hate doing that. I feel like every time someone online is like, I can't talk about it yet, but I'm so excited about what I'm working on. I'm like, just tell us or don't. You know what I mean? So apologies for anybody else that's annoyed by me saying
well,
that.
Well, we'll just move on.
But I'm saying that because it's probably why you feel like there's a void.
That's true. That's
is because
a good point.
There has been a lot more going on.
Yep.
We just haven't gotten green light quite yet about it.
Yeah.
As soon as we have green light, people will know.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Text the word. You know this.
Bestie to 33777.
Oh, so close. So close. Don't text bestie to 33777, people. It won't work. Bestie to
5544444.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bestie to 55444. And you will hop on our text and our email list.
I think I just went for it with a couple of numbers, so I'll sound confident.
Well, you know what's funny is we do have a 33777, but that's our Stanley. That's why you're
that's
thinking
that.
That's
what it is.
So if you, for fun, want to test that one, guys, it's Stanley to 33777. And you'll know when Stanleys are restocked. My favorite ones and the codes and all the things. But anyways, bestie to 55444. You'll get all the information that can't share today, but you'll know very soon.
Do besties know about this?
No. Okay. I really don't think I'm allowed to say anything yet. Contractually bound to silence. But I'm really excited about it. So
yeah.
I know that's so annoying, but just trust me when I say it's good. It's really good.
It's a fun time.
So, I also want to say to people listening, whenever someone's like, what are you loving these days? You know, or what people have to know about. I feel like a lot of the meetings that we are having about all the exciting things, people are always constantly so impressed by the people that listen to our show.
Yeah.
And I don't say that to fluff the people up that are listening or to like pat myself on the back, but I really just, I'm so grateful for what we have around here.
Yeah.
And the way.
And I've jumped in recently and I feel like I've been saying that a lot of like, mm-hmm. I'm really impressed too, just by, I have been here the entire time, but I haven't been in with both feet looking at it from fresh eyes. So it really is incredible. And I haven't even told you this, I've gotten emails to my new RachelAutry.com email. They're like, your wife is amazing.
No, you haven't. You're lying to me?
No, I'm not lying to you.
What? Proof. I'm just kidding. Prove it. Do you really have them?
Yeah.
Aw. Read them. I need a little bump up today. I'm just kidding.
We'll read them after, but I'll show you.
Okay. We'll put screenshots in the, what's it called? Send the show notes to prove it. People are like, I need facts. Listen, but for real, people that are listening are so grateful. The best way and free way that you can love us is by honestly leaving us a review. 5 stars. Please, Lily. Like, I love the show because it would truly rock our world. If your name is Ashley, Cynthia, Sarah, or Rebecca, I'm calling you out. You have to leave a review today.
Ah, that's
you have
funny.
To. Or if you just had a baby in the past week, be like, Rachel's keeping me company as I am in my cave. Okay, girl, I got you.
But Bailey.
Bailey. we do have a friend named Bailey. Just had a baby. That's why he's saying that. So yeah, so those are your names. Go leave a review right now. If not, bonus, extra credit. Thank you for being here. Thomas is literally looking up the emails.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Can't wait to read them later. Yeah. See y'all next week. Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us.
So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.